Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Update muna tayo sa ex-cyclone Alfred. Aabot sa 200,000 ang mga kabayan at negosyo naman ang walang kuryente at patuloy ang pag-boost ng matinding ulan na dulot ng ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. At ito pong ulan na ito ay bumubuhos sa Southeast Queensland at Northern New South Wales. Kaya naman babala ng otoridad na mag-ingat sa maaring pagtaas ng tubig at mga pagbaha. Ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Gabriel Catanacio at Sunil Awashti na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Patuloy nga ang pagbuhos ng malakas na ulan sa CBD ng Brisbane at ayon sa ulat, may 267mm na ulan sa lugar. Sangkapat lamang ito sa rainfall ng syudad sa loob ng isang taon. Marami ang nakakatanggap ng tawag ng tulong ayon sa State Emergency Service at ito ang pahayag ni Queensland Premier David Crisafulli.
In the last 24 hours, there's been 3,676 calls to help for the SES. That is the largest 24-hour period in the history of Queensland State Emergency Service.
Aktibo din ang anim na emergency flood warning sa estado at minarkahan na mapanganib ang Luscombe, Yatala at Stapleton. Samantala, nag-issue din ng severe thunderstorm warnings nitong Lunes para sa mga bahagi ng Ipswich, Logan, Scenic Rim, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane City at Moreton Bay Council areas. At ayon din sa BOM, may panganib ng life-threatening na mga pagbaha at patuloy na tumataas ang tubig sa mga ilog. At dahil din po dito sinara ang ilang mga eskwelahan sa estado habang bukas naman ang iba. Sa panayam ni Mr. Crisafulli sa the ABC, sinabi niyang suportado niya ang pagdesisyon ng mga magulang kung ipapasok ang mga anak sa paaralan. Aniya, siguraduhin munang ligtas ang pagbiyahe papunta sa eskwelahan.
We worked yesterday with the principals and local staff from QBuild, which is one of the housing providers as part of the government department. They went and saw, is it safe? Is their power reconnected? Has there been trees cleared, for example? And that was a decision that was made locally. Now, my message obviously to people is make sure that you know, don't go crossing flooded water to get to a school, for example. Stay safe at all times.
Samantala, papalo sa 200,000 ng mga kabayan pa rin sa Queensland ang walang kuryente dahil sa bagyo at nagsisikap namang malampasan ang mga residente ng Gold Coast suburb na Mudgiraba ang bagyo. Hiling lamang nila ay ligtas ang mga tao.
It's a lot of water. It's much more water than I realized. So when it came through, it was like being in a washing machine. It really, the winds were quite hectic and there were tons of trees down, but we were all safe. So
it's just really eye-opening, especially when you're stuck inside the house all the time and you actually come outside and you're like, what people see on Facebook and everything is actually real. It's right here. So yeah, a bit confronting, but it'll go away soon. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we've been lucky. We've got a generator, small generator. So we've got comms, we've got our fiber works. So we're okay, but couldn't have a shower, so here we are.
Yeah.
This is our daily shower.
Samantala, mubalik na ang kuryente sa 140,000 ng mga kabayan at ayon sa Premier, prioridad ngayon ang pagbalik ng kuryente sa iba pang mga lugar.
I'm mindful how much the impact of not having electricity means on families, and I'm mindful of how you're having to go over and above to charge your phone, get food for your family, try and somehow bring some normality in a really difficult time. And we assure you that getting power reconnected is at the top of our list right now.
Sa Northern New South Wales, patuloy din ang pagbuhos ng ulan. Papalo sa 1,800 katao ang natengga at nasa 18,500 naman ang sinabing nahaharap sa panganib. Sinara din ang ilang daan at nagbabala ang mga otoridad sa mga residenteng huwag tumawid sa mga baha. Sinabi ng residenteng si Bruce, ito ang pangatlong pagkakataong naranasan niya ang pagbaha sa kanilang lugar.
There's nothing left under the house. It's all gone. It's all been taken out. But upstairs, I still have lounges and carpet and fridges and kitchens and everything up there that I couldn't get out. So it's bloody tough, I tell you. I've been here since 79 in Lismore and I've got a rough idea of what happened. I've been through three floods when I had my business downtown and you get an idea of what's happening. They're much better now on their controlling of the floods and predictions. I mean, years ago there, we didn't know what was happening.
Sinabi ni Prime Minister Anthony Albanese sa The 7 Network na magiging epektibo ang disaster relief payment ngayong alas dos ng hapon.
We've already forwarded payments to local government, to the areas that have been impacted. I was with Mayor Tate at the Gold Coast Council headquarters yesterday afternoon as well as up in Logan. those local government areas, their emergency response teams and volunteers, the SES, police and emergency services, they've been heroes during this period. They've worked around the clock.
Ayon din kay Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, ang presensya ng militar sa Lismore ay nagpapanatag ng loob ng mga komunidad sa gitna ng mahirap na sandali.
People see the men and women in uniform. They know that each and every day you, as we've seen tragically, put yourselves at risk in order to assist the community and help others. Our entire nation owes you our thanks today, tomorrow and every day for what you do.
Nagbigay din ng suporta ang Muslim community ng Queensland ayon kay Syed Asghar Naqvi, presidente ng Pakistan-Australia Cultural Association of Queensland sa panayam sa SBS Urdu na mga mosque o mosque ay binuksan sa mga taong apektado habang namigay naman ng mga pagkain ang mga community leaders.
The Muslim community over here, like Human Appeal and Islamic College of Brisbane, did an excellent work yesterday with providing 2,000 hot meals to people. Merciful servants, they had provided thousands of meals. That the migrants which come over here, they are here to help the community. The danger is not over yet, and there is going to be further rain.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.